Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the August 2nd, 2013 meeting of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. I want to make particular note and welcome our new commissioners. Commissioner Holzmiller, welcome. Hope you have a good experience on the commission. And Commissioner Kehoe,
welcome
to you, too.
Thank you.
We always start off our meeting with the commissioner's discussion period, in which commissioners discuss items of interest and activities they've engaged in this term between our meetings. Does anyone, Commissioner Smith, we'll start off.
Thank you. Last week I had an opportunity to go out on a Marine Patrol boat out of Bellingham, and which is always an interesting experience, but what made this slightly different was I asked Mike Sensi, Deputy Chief Sensi, before if I could bring a guest with me, because I had a visitor, and my guest was the Minister of the Environment from the United Arab Emirates, who's in charge of enforcement for that, for the Gulf, of the Arabian Gulf. And it was a very interesting, or at least the UAE side of the Arabian Gulf, not the Iranian side, but it was a very interesting meeting. All day long he was just flabbergasted, and I think what really struck him was the congeniality. Even when a citation was issued, more often than not, the party getting the citation would say, "We really appreciate what you guys are doing." So this interaction between the public and the law enforcement was quite a bit different than that part of the world. And another outcome of that is that we were going through the Washington Fish Book regulations. And he said there was nothing like that in the UAE, in the Arabian Gulf. So he took back about four copies and is going to be working on instituting a recreational limit in seasons and size and all that in the Arabian Gulf. So I just want to say that WDFW now is getting into the foreign policy arena. So in a successful foray.
Yeah. I don't know if the
State we may solve world or the Middle East peace before anybody else.
I don't know if the State Department will appreciate that, but Commissioner Carpenter.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to speak a little bit about a very, very important accomplishment that I think Director Anderson was involved in. I don't remember, Phil, the dates of when you had the meeting with Billy and Lorraine in Linwood, but after that meeting, I think a month and a half or so ago, Phil was kind enough to drive up to Skagit County. A gentleman up in Skagit County who's been dealing with pancreatic cancer for about 4 years, although that's not necessarily related to the story, and who has probably been the most significant individual working on behalf of waterfowl habitat on both sides of the mountains, east side, west side, and a very knowledgeable waterfowl guy, a dedicated person who lives on Fur Island. The state has a game island at the mouth of the Skagit, and it is, in my belief and his belief, the most significant waterfowl resting and feeding area in western Washington. And the state's barge that they use to go across the Skagit River to farm that island on behalf of waterfowl and waterfowl hunting opportunities had been condemned. So they had no barge to use to get the equipment to and from the island. This gentleman had offered to go out individually and buy a new barge for $120,000, which he did. And he went and bought a Saints gift to push the barge across the island. He brought two Traco heavy equipment over from Eastern Washington on his own nickel. And getting back to what Phil did, Phil had two staff members show up at this gentleman's. He has a museum on Fur Island that's just an amazing thing. I won't go into that, but it has to do with waterfowl and turkey. He has the best collection of things that related to hunting that you've ever seen. Phil went out to meet with staff, direct staff, on how to get moving on this so that the crop planting on this island was going to be available for waterfowl and waterfowl hunting this year. And it was just beyond the normal course of duty. He went out of his way, and I can't thank him enough. This individual is ecstatic about the progress of the game island, and then it took Phil about 4 hours to get from Mount Vernon to Olympia because of the traffic. But Phil, thank you for that.
Commissioner Smitten.
Thank you, Chair. I think Director Anderson will probably speak to this as well, but I'm really concerned about the impact on the Elk right now with the Clackam fire. In 12 hours, that fire spread 2,000 acres, 24 hours, 17,000, 47,000, 80,000 in 4 days. They changed the common denominator yesterday. It's 105 square miles. It started in the steppe area, a lot of grass, a lot of sagebrush. We've had wind for about 10 days, and it blew up in a lot of these acres are that type. But the fear I have now is it's going into the timber. The elk are all going into the timber. Actually, they're being crowded into the timber. And with high smoke conditions and the possibility of crown fires, I'm really worried about a herd that has taken us 17 years to find and meet objectives. Objective is 4,500, and last year was the first year. Again, this year, where Nate was just telling me, up over 5,200. Now to face this, a lot of concerns. I hope that the department will have a chance to get in both on land and air and survey that as soon as it's able to be surveyed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Commissioner Kenney.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just the last few weeks, I've had an opportunity to meet with several of the ranchers and range rider that are implementing some of the range rider programs for non-lethal tools with wolves, and it's really, really encouraging and fascinating to me to see that knowledge of wolf behavior that the telemetry tool brings to those ranchers and range riders just becomes a part of their everyday activities, and how just wanted to highlight how valuable a tool that is to those folks out there that are trying to keep interactions between wolves and livestock down. And it's just amazing because they can track, you know, from a computer set up at their base station or wherever they're camped out even, you know, the wolves going through backyards of people, for instance, going through campgrounds, not really getting in any trouble, but out on the landscape nevertheless. And so they're starting to learn that wolves on the landscape can just be there, you know, without always causing trouble. So, and they're learning wolf behavior. They're definitely are people that know cow behavior. And so combining the two has been, so far again this year, I think a very, very effective tool.
Thank you. Others? Okay, I have a couple things. our Vice Chair Smith and I went to visit with the governor's staff yesterday morning, J.T. Austin. We had a very pleasant meeting, full hour, discussing various topics, mainly the high priority, most contentious issues that we face. And she was very forthcoming, shared with us to the extent that she knows the governor has formed views on various things, and I told her that we look forward to meeting with him and getting his perspective on the issues that we face. We also brought up with her our new initiative, the initiative of the Big Tent Committee, to establish a youth advisory council, which would provide the department with ideas coming right from the right age bracket, high school age youth, providing us advice on how to encourage youth to get outside. And we know that there's tremendous potential for private sector support. We envision that this project is not going to draw away from the current resources of the department for any length of time anyway. We'd like to see it self-sustaining. And the first step in that process is organizing a focus group made up of youth, which has been recruited by department staff by just contacting a wide range of stakeholder groups and people we know, our contacts throughout the state. We received close to, I think, 25-30 applications, and we spent some time yesterday morning looking at the applications and developing an agenda for this focus group. Commissioner Smith and I went through the process of ranking the applicants, and I have to tell you, it was tough because this was an extraordinary group of kids who'd applied for to help us, to serve. But we came up with a top 10, and the diversity was really impressive. Kids from all over the state and from different backgrounds, some urban, some rural, many hunters and fishers and appreciators and just and some citizen science participants, just the full range of what we were looking for. So as I read through these applications, I got more and more excited about what we're going to find as we go through this process of asking youth how we get more of their peers outside enjoying nature, learning about it, becoming informed, and healthier. So we have big ambitions for this project, and if any of the other commissioners would like to see the applicants, I think you'll get all jazzed about it too. Okay. Commissioner Smith?
In these days of cynicism and hand-wringing about the youth, it was so rewarding to read these profiles of these 25 outstanding young people. It gave me put a smile on my face and gave me a hope in my heart that there is a bright future out there. And as the chair said, many of them were hunters and fishers, not all of them, but I think it bodes well for the future of outdoor recreation, especially in this case in hunting and fishing, but again, not all of them, that there's another generation coming up. And I part of our impetus to do this was that, as we know in this room, we're dealing with these issues of the future. The present leads to the future rather rapidly. And more often than not, the people that we're talking with or are talking with us resemble the profile of those of us, most of us, that are sitting up here in terms of an age bracket. So I think to get the next generation involved in what we're doing about their future is going to be very exciting. The idea, I think, was exciting before, but after reading these 25 profiles, I share the chair's enthusiasm. I think it will be an effort well worth our investment in.
We also were given a positive signal from the governor's staff that the governor would probably like this idea and would want to partner with us. We're hoping that we can find a time and coordinate with the governor's schedule, possibly have the governor meet with the youth council that we establish. That would be quite a perk. So a photo op for the kids. And these are resumes. Some of the kids presented resumes that put mine to shame. So amazing. Okay. Anything else? We have a set of minutes to consider, June 21st, 2013. Any corrections to the minutes? I didn't see any problem. Hearing none.
Yes.
Commissioner Smith, you have a motion.
I would like to move that we approve the meeting minutes from the previous meeting and from the conference call as well on this one.
Well, this is just the June 21st.
From the June 21st.
2013. Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve the meeting minutes from the June 21st, 2013 conference call as presented. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Say no. Motion carries. All right.